FM, AM, online, TV and digital radio. This is BBC Radio Wales.
Local authority accused of failures in safeguarding children should now be placed in special measures, according to the education body ESTIN. Pembrokeshire County Council's education services have been under scrutiny since 2011. A separate report by the Auditor General has also called for government intervention. Here's our Pembrokeshire reporter, Sarah Moore.
Both reports published today, one by the Schools Inspectorate ESTIN and one by the Auditor General for Wales, conclude that Pembrokeshire County Council needs yet further intervention from the Welsh Government if it's to achieve the required improvements in safeguarding children. A special board of experts was sent in by ministers last year after two reports heavily criticised the council for the way it handled allegations of professional abuse following claims of school pupils being locked in a padded time-out room. Council leader Jamie Adams says the two new reports identify serious issues which the authority is committed to resolving. The Welsh Government says ministers will respond as soon as possible.
I'm joined now by Angela Burns, Conservative Assembly Member for Carmarthen West and South Pembrokeshire. She's also the Shadow Minister for Education. And Paul Miller leads the Labour Group on Pembrokeshire County Council, the main opposition party. And perhaps I could start with you, Paul Miller. Whatever has been done by the council to date doesn't satisfy the authorities.
Yeah, well, that's fair comment, and I think it doesn't satisfy us as an opposition group either. They have made progress. I think that's made clear in both the reports, both from ESTIN and from the Auditor General. But it's too slow, and a lot of it focuses on process and putting policies in place, etc. But in terms of on the ground change, we haven't seen enough of it, and it hasn't come quickly enough.
Well, you say that, and yet, funnily enough, when you go back to the earlier report from the Auditor General's office, they said that everything was moving ahead and that progress was being made. But at some point, there seems to have been a sticking point. At some point, they are not happy that actually it's happened. Now, why would that be?
Well, I think, you know, if you're going to run one of these processes, then clearly the early part of the engagement exercise needs to be around changing your policies, changing your procedures and having a look at what we're doing. And at some point, you need to move into delivery. At some point, you need to see some changes on the ground in terms of improvement in our education services and some confidence that we can safeguard our young people. And I don't think we've got that 18 months on.
But you're a member of this authority. Are you saying it's the ruling group's problem? Is it the council officers' problem? Who's responsible?
I would say the ruling group, particularly, they've been too slow to accept that the service that we've been providing has not been good enough, and you very regularly hear from them excuses like it's politically motivated or that there's different emphasis put on different things purely to find a problem, and that kind of gives you a feeling of the attitude really in that ruling group that nothing's their fault and the service that's being provided at the moment will do. Well, clearly that's not good enough.
Well, we come back to you in a moment. Let's talk to Angela Burns, Shadow Minister.
Good morning.
What do you make of this latest criticism? Both ESTIN and the Audit Office, underwhelmed, I think is the right phrase.
Well, I think it was a shock when you read the press releases that came out from both organisations because the headlines were sensational. Both organisations calling for the County Council to go into special measures because the changes have not been wrought. But when you read the details of the reports with more clarity, particularly ESTIN, I've been through that one with a fine-tooth comb this morning, actually there's an awful lot of good buried in it. And I have sort of some confusion about how their improvements
work
so well in some areas and not others.
I think the impression that you get, and this is what we heard earlier in the programme, for example, from the Audit Office, is that, yes, the process has been gone through, but no, the results are not what they should be at this point in terms of scrutiny, of challenging officers. Procedures may be tightened up, but results are not there.
No, well, I think that's a very, very strong point that was made. I'll come back to the Wales Audit Office report in a moment, if I may. But with regard to ESTIN, I think ESTIN very, very clearly say that it's been too long. It's taken the council far too long to get their act together. It's taken the council far too long to actually realise how incredibly important this is and what a precarious position they're in. And the report very clearly says, you know, they have begun to realise that. But then my question to you, Peter, has to be this. What on earth has the Ministerial Advisory Board been doing since they've been in place?
They can only do so much, can't they? The fact is that they can't compel. Paul Miller, they can't compel Pembrokeshire to do anything. It's all done by consent, isn't it?
I think you're absolutely right. I think the key is in the title. It's a Ministerial Advisory Board. And clearly where the will isn't there from the ruling group and from the leader and his portfolio holder, then there's very little they can
well,
do.
You might say that, mightn't you, as the leader of the opposition. But Peter,
there's one very important point we have to remember here. Yeah. When I listen very clearly to what Paul says. Can I point out that this is a coalition? You know, there is a Labour cabinet member, and her task is actually children's services, and there's a safeguarding issue. So this is culpability all round.
We could exchange political points, but the important point is this. If you've got a child in school in Pembrokeshire with problems, it does appear at the moment that the people who are charged with inspecting the schools, Estyn, and the people who are in charge with inspecting the authority, the audit office, neither is satisfied that the proper help is available and that procedures are being followed. That's bad.
It is. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that, but there are a couple of key issues here. For example, the Wales Audit Office report is quite damning. And yet only at the beginning of this year, they produced one that was actually quite glowing. So I don't
understand
about this huge swing change. Now, I absolutely appreciate it may well be the fact, but I have to ask about the objectivity of some of this. I would like to know how it can have gone so badly wrong, and then it seems to be improving, and then it's badly wrong again. You know, it's not constant. There doesn't seem to be a proper benchmark against which this council is being measured, and it's a terrible shame for all of those students.
Very briefly, let me ask you, Paul Miller, is this down to personalities? We've had some experience of this. Other Welsh authorities have been in this position. Famously, personalities led Anglesey into problems. Is that happening in Pembrokeshire?
No, I don't think so.
It's not the same people making the same mistakes because they hate each other.
No, I don't think so. I think the service that we're providing our young people in Pembrokeshire at the moment isn't good enough. It's as simple as that, and it needs to improve quickly.
Well, thank you very much, both. We did ask Pembrokeshire Council. They didn't want to come on the programme. Council leader released a statement to say he was very pleased with the progress that has been made in respect of the safeguarding arrangements since the audit office completed its fieldwork in August, and the fact that many of the weaknesses identified in the report have already been addressed, but they're not under any illusions as to the scale of the challenge. The Welsh Government didn't want to join us on the programme either, but sent this statement to say, we are aware of the serious concerns which the Auditor General and Estyn have expressed. We hope the council leadership in Pembrokeshire is taking this seriously. Ministers will respond to the reports as soon as possible.
Well, Alan Morris is the group director at the Wales Audit Office. I spoke to him a little earlier this morning and asked him, first of all, what his investigation in August had found.
We've carried out a further inspection to follow up on progress since work carried out last year. And overall, we found that some things have happened, but progress has been too slow. So we are concerned that the council hasn't responded sufficiently to the quite significant concerns around safeguarding and some of their governance arrangements that have been raised in earlier reports.
Just go into that a bit more then. What are your areas of concern? What isn't being done?
We've been looking very carefully at the council's arrangements for governance, for decision-making, for scrutiny. In an area such as child safeguarding, it's very important the council has strong arrangements to make sure that appointments, that reports are thoroughly reviewed, tested and checked. Last year we found weaknesses. We have found progress in terms of strengthening those arrangements, but there are still weaknesses in the system. And we don't feel that the council has fully grasped the significance of some of these issues and addressed the underlying causes of them. We therefore believe that there is a need for further action to ensure that that happens.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a moment. Just to be more specific, though, so people have an understanding of what sort of thing that is happening or isn't happening that should be happening.
The sort of things are, for example, we did a piece of work to look at HR files and HR systems so that when people are appointed, there are proper checks in terms of their CRB records and so on. And we found that there are still flaws and weaknesses in those files. This is something that was found last year and recommendations were made. One would have hoped that a year later the council would have really grasped that issue, strengthened the systems and ensure that all of their staff apply those systems consistently. But we still find that that's not the case. place there is a mixed picture and you find weaknesses, and that creates a risk that something could happen. We didn't find specific cases, but it opens up the risk that in a very important area such as safeguarding, arrangements aren't as strong as they should be.
You talk about a mixed picture. I'm getting a mixed picture from you compared to what you found in January. And I'll quote now. This is what the Auditor General said in January. I'm satisfied on the evidence of our inspection that Pembrokeshire Council does not need to overhaul its systems of governance and management, and the public can be confident that the Council is complying with its statutory requirements to make arrangements to improve. That seems a very different picture to the one you're presenting now.
What we found then was that the basic systems were fine. The concern was the way we were implemented. And at that time, we believed that with a bit more time, the Council could change the way it implemented and applied those systems. What we see now is that almost a year later, there are still weaknesses in the way those systems are applied. One of the particular things we were concerned about was the way councillors provided scrutiny, oversight and challenge to officers. That's still not as strong as it should be, and that's a concern. We've had an election in the meantime, so again, there was an opportunity there for the council to refresh those arrangements, to make sure that new councillors fully understood and applied the very important role they have in testing and challenging, scrutinising systems and arrangements. But we still find that those arrangements aren't as strong as they should be. So basic systems are there and they're fine. It's the way they're being implemented. And we had hoped that the council would have made more progress in the time that's passed.
It's possible, isn't it, that they have? Indeed, they say that they have, because this is based on field work in August. So this isn't a reflection on the situation as it is now. As they say, many of those weaknesses identified have already been addressed.
Inevitably, when you carry out a piece of inspection work, there is a bit of a time lag between completing field work and actually publishing the report. We can only report what we find at the time, but I think the fact that what we found was still areas where progress hadn't been good since our field work for the previous report, which was at the end of last year, gave us the impression that things weren't as strong as they should be. So, yes, possibly things have strengthened and moved on again since August, but our overall feeling was a lack of confidence that the council could, of its own volition, make the level of change that was necessary.
Well, we've got an Estyn report as well today. Estyn are calling for special measures. You're calling for government intervention. Does that amount to the same thing?
We have different legislation governing what Estyn can recommend and what we can. What we are saying is that under the local government measure that ministers should consider additional support. That's the way it's phrased there. Ministers have a wide range of powers. What we would hope is that ministers would act in a coordinated way to put in a further package of support to ensure that the council is in the position to address issues both in specific education services and in terms of its wider governance arrangements.
Well, they're getting support at the moment through a ministerial board, so that's not far enough for you. Is that would be the way I see what you're saying.
The board certainly has helped, but what our work now shows is that hasn't really brought about the scale of change necessary. So we do think ministers need to consider some further action, look at the remit of that board, look at other options in terms of additional support. Our focus is on scrutiny, on governance, on the council's assurance. How can those systems be strengthened? The ministerial board has looked at some of those systems, has looked at education, but what more can be done? That's a matter for ministers to decide and to look at the range of powers at their disposal.
Yeah, looking at what the ministerial board is doing and looking at the final warning that was handed to the council, it would seem direct intervention is the only option left as you see it, is it?
That's a matter for ministers. It is one of the options. Say, big range of powers under the legislation, from continuing support through to putting in place arrangements that we've seen in other councils in Wales, such as commissioners who take on specific powers to run services. So the ministers can consider all of those, but that's a matter for them. We can just recommend that they look at those options and decide what is the right one in the light of the evidence from our report, from the ministerial board and from Estyn's report.
That's Alan Morris, the group director at the Wales Audit Office. Now, we did ask Pembrokeshire Council to come on the programme. They refused. The council leader, Jamie Adams, has released a statement, though, in which he says, I'm very pleased with the progress that's been made in respect of our safeguarding arrangements since the Wales Audit Office completed its field work in August, and the fact that many of the weaknesses identified in the report have already been addressed. I'm under no illusions as to the scale of the challenge that faces the authority. Nevertheless, I'm confident that with continued support from the Welsh Government and the local Estyn inspection team, vaccine, we will deliver long-lasting improvement. The Welsh Government also turned down our interview bid, but did send this statement. We're aware of the serious concerns which the Auditor-General and Estyn have expressed. We hope the council leadership in Pembrokeshire is taking this seriously. Ministers will respond to the reports as soon as possible.